It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
Not necessarily the news Thursday installment as we kind of like will of flow today. We squeeze every last drop of these news stories. Till the very end. Sometimes
let
violently.
It loose, baby.
Sometimes violently. Just go with it, everybody. Hello, our Hank Facebook Livers streaming on the Worldwide Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story. Oh, let's do some sports stuff.
Oh.
It's your favorite.
I'm ready.
Game one Stanley Cup Finals last night, for those that care. Edmonton beat Florida 4-3 in overtime.
Are they hated?
I hate them both because the Stars aren't in it.
Ew.
Now, UT wins game one of the Women's College World Series National Championship game. It was a wild finish against Texas Tech, so they will play yet again today. And as we get you ready for the Texas Rangers coming up at 8 o'clock today, as the catch-up will go in on World Catch-Up Day for Will It Flow Today. I don't know why they did this, but they did this. The sexiest Major League Baseball mascots list is out.
What do we got here?
We have
all right, bring it. Show me.
Full top 15, and I'm glad it goes back that far because that's where our Texas Rangers captain comes in. That's the horse mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers captain is number 15 on the whole thing. Oh. We'll fast forward to the top five. Mr. Met of the New York Mets. Rosie Red of the Cincinnati Reds. Clark the Cub of the Chicago Cubs. The Philly Fanatic. Most people know Philly. Number two. And then the snake guy is named Baxter. Is from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Number one. Of the sexiest Major League Baseball mascots.
Hard-hitting stories here in Not Necessarily the News.
I'm not exactly sure the author behind this, but I think they need to be checked on.
I was going to say, slightly deviant behavior.
IT may need to search that computer. Anyway, congratulations to the people that thought a mascot horse was... Rangers tickets the way for that sexy mascot. You can see him there with a four-pack, 8 o'clock.
So Richard Simmons no longer of this earth, but you can still live like the fitness guru. His former home in the Hollywood Hills, now up for sale. It features four bedrooms, five bathrooms, 4,000 square feet to spread out, a gorgeous pool, a pool house, and this is going to come in handy, a suite for the maids and the help, which has its own laundry quarters.
Fantastic.
So you won't have to be bugged with that. Of course, it includes a full gym as well. All this can be yours for the low price of $7 million. It does not have a mascot.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
He kind of was a mascot of exercise. R.I.P. Richard Simmons. New country music alert. Couple watch. So not much happened, and we didn't cover it probably to the best of our ability. The American Music Awards from this past weekend.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Or was it last weekend? See how we're on top of us. But debuting as a couple for the first time was Zac Brown and Kendra Scott.
Oh, I heard about this. Do you know who Kendra Scott is?
She is, she's got the jewelry
empire. Yeah, all the girls.
She's based in Austin there. So they are a thing. And they are Instagram official, which is as official as you can get. So congratulations on that. Also, not getting together, Dolly Parton reportedly turned down an invite to Meghan Markle's Netflix show.
Oh!
And normally Dolly's team is very, you know, if it's anything. And there's nothing probably ever to hide about Dolly. They were pretty forthcoming about this, saying, yeah, we were asked. And we said, respectfully, no.
Mm.
So, it's only a matter of time before we get booked on that thing, and I will show up. I will show up.
I'm sure she'd be happy to have you.
Yeah, with my ketchup.
One more time for our friends in the back.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
They could
but
sit
they're
closer.
Rich. They are wealthy.
There's probably tall people in front of them, and they can't hear well in the back. You got to squint.
The rich and famous people in Hollywood.
It's good for fire safety, though.
They don't need your money.
No.
The latest victim of a celebrity impersonator is out of Evanston, Illinois, who was duped into thinking that Kevin Costner needed some spending cash.
Yeah.
to the tune of $62,000.
He just went through a divorce.
Which they handed over. It's... I think he's going to be okay. He's not living on Top Ramen. Police are using this as a reminder to never send gift cards to a stranger. This is a dead giveaway. It's a scammer.
He's not a stranger.
It's same for cryptocurrency. By the way, the real life John Dutton, even after his divorce, is worth $400 million.
Allegedly.
So.
Do you think the people in the front enjoy the show more than the people in the back?
No, because they can see what's going on
there. There are seats open in the front. I'm just going to say.
I know. And soon they're going to be looking at ketchup and water.
Up, especially by intermission, for crying out loud. Come on up to the front. Tracy Lawrence, he loves the 90s and 90s music.
The 90s, I've always looked at the 90s like our era is going to be what classic rock is to the rock and roll format.
That's right.
It's kind of going to be the go-to era. And we bleed back into, you know, some of the 80s stuff too. But the 90s, man, there was just such great diversity and great personality with the artists. I thought the music was phenomenal. So, I mean, just music in general, I thought it was just a very strong format back in the 90s.
Mic drop. Mm-hmm. Next story.
Hold on, Mike. There it goes.
Next story.
It's working.
People in the back are waiting.
I'm sorry.
They're right there.
Auntie Heather is here.
All right.
Okay, so there's a lot of ways that you can pick a mate. Character, humor, kindness.
Seating.
Good looks.
Yeah.
That never hurts. And then the rubber really meets the road with what matters in life, Ken Buckner.
Yeah.
What they order at the fast food window. And it's not just any window. It is at Arby's.
I used to love to ask a man for his credit score. Weirdly enough, so many men would bring up their credit karma, which I don't actually trust a credit karma, if you know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. And then I would always ask them, what is your Arby's order, okay? Because that would determine if I was going to let you talk to my friend or not, okay? And guess what? If they didn't tell me that they got a double roast beef and cheddar, a side of mozzarella fries, and some Arby's... Did they not give me my cup of cheese?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, her friends are not allowed to date anyone lactose intolerant. So, if that's you, mark it down. And she doesn't trust Credit Karma.
I wonder why her friends have a hard time dating.
We have the meat.
She sounds delightful.
In the Diddy trial yesterday,
a woman testified
that Diddy dangled her over a 17th floor balcony, but fortunately held on. And... I mean, in Diddy's defense, this one-time baby oil is not a problem on that. What? It's true. And then, just in time for summertime travel, IKEA recently opened its first ever hotel. It's located in the lovely Canary Islands. It's named the Las Dunas de Santa Catalina Boutique House.
One more time?
That's Swedish. Okay. It's all Swedish. But the IKEA Hotel offers adult-only rooms, parquet floors, a sun terrace, garden, and pool, and... You can book your stay now and start building your room immediately.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.